Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Look, I know I have been talking about election integrity and voting, and especially the 2020 election for days now. But understand, this is the fight of the hour. This is the fight of our time. And it's only going to ramp up as we approach the 2022 midterms, the 2024 election. And as I've said numerous times, if we don't get this figured out, we're in trouble. But listen, listen from the Epoch Times why Texas Republicans are awesome. And I hope Ted Cruz is taking cues from the Texas GOP. This from the Epoch Times: Texas GOP passes resolution declaring Biden, quote, not legitimately elected. Thank you. Thank you. Guys, this is what pushback looks like. The problem, listen, the problem in politics is the same problem in our pulpits across the fruited plain. Men who fail to act like men and say what needs to be said with boldness and conviction, because they fear the fallout. They fear the political fallout. They fear the fallout with people sitting in the pews. It's everywhere where we have a failure of leadership and a cowardice because people, men, leaders, refuse to say the truth. What needs to be said unvarnished without shame? But look at these Texas GOP Republicans. Texas Republicans passed a resolution on June 18th stating that President Joe Biden was, quote, not legitimately elected and that, quote, substantial election fraud in key metropolitan areas influenced the results of the 2020 presidential election in favor of Biden. Thank you. Now, this is another full quote. We believe that the 2020 election violated Article 1 and 2 of the U.S. Constitution. Yes. That various secretaries of state illegally circumvented their state legislatures in conducting their elections in multiple ways, including by allowing ballots to be received after November 3rd, 2020. Correct. Enter evidence number one, mail-in ballots. Ballots being collected, being mailed in, being received for months prior and weeks and months after. Months after, I don't know how long after. Weeks, it felt like it stretched on for months. That was a resolution that they passed on Saturday, the last day of a three-day biennial Texas GOP convention held in Houston. Awesome that they are not afraid as a party to take this claim and make this part of their party's platform. They believe substantial election fraud affected the results in five key states in favor of Joe Biden. I think it's more than five states, if you're honest. And then they said, we reject the certified results of the 2020 presidential election, and we hold that acting President Joe Biden was not legitimately elected by the people of the United States. This is so good. And I don't know if anybody, even in conservative news, is talking about this. This is massive, and this has to happen in every state. All Republicans, as I've said before, worth their weight, need to take this position. The state's GOP, the largest in the nation, passed the resolution after delegates sat through a screening of 2,000 mules. If you have not seen 2,000 mules, you have got to watch that by Dinesh D'Souza. And there's other media out there, there's other content showing in numerous ways how you can prove the rampant fraud. And furthermore, making the argument that this January 6th joke committee is a scheme to stop Trump and his supporters, like I've been telling you. Listen to this also from the Epoch Times. The January 6th committee is after more than midterm votes. November is just one part of the equation. The opinion piece by Dominic Sansone says this. At the same time, the purpose of the January 6th committee is not just to galvanize voters for the upcoming midterm elections. Here it is. Making Donald Trump and his supporters look bad to hurt his endorsed candidates is certainly a factor in the equation. But it's not only a bludgeon to wield against Trump-adjacent politicians in the upcoming election. It is also, here it is, a tool to keep the former president and his supporters from ever holding office again. They're going after Trump to stop him from ever holding office. And not just him. Remember, I say this all the time. It's not just about Trump. It's who he represents. All of us. Country class. Flyover America. Those following the show trials, the article goes on, will notice a concerted and desperate effort to prove that Trump has the power to call up a personal army. This fanatic base of support is answerable only to Trump and is simply waiting for his command to violently overthrow the institutions of democracy. And here's how they're doing it. The initial hearing-turned primetime spectacle on June 9th set the pace to prove this false premise. The worst clips were selected from the Capitol protests and time-stamped to suggest that the unfolding of some carefully pre-planned sinister conspiracy took place, all interspersed with video footage of Trump on January 6th. And at certain points, some of the more heinous moments of the rioting were presented with the overlay of out-of-context audio of Trump speaking, usually denying the legitimacy of the election. The suggestion is clear. The loyal minions were just dutifully following their leader's orders. So this is how it's all being positioned. And once again, this is why Donald Trump is our spokesman from Newsmax. Trump rips House panel for creating fake narratives with January 6th hearings. He won't back down. Here's what Trump posted on his Truth Social app. The highly partisan unselects are trying to create a fake narrative for whatever reason, but only with evil intention, that Trump knew he lost the election. Trump goes on, this is completely false. I felt the election was rigged and stolen. He's saying, I never thought I lost. I have from the very beginning and have only gotten stronger in that belief with time and large amounts of additional evidence and proof. In my mind, I have and have had no question, and many people would be willing to attest, but the committee doesn't want to hear them. He wrote, witch hunt. He continued, I have so many witnesses, but the highly partisan and one-sided committee of political hacks has no interest in hearing or seeing these witnesses. The witch hunt could all be ended quickly if they did. He's been going to rallies. He's unrelenting. And that's why we rally around a guy like Trump. Because as I started off with the program this morning, he is fearless. Now, I have to address this because it keeps coming up now in the news cycle about DeSantis and how great he's doing. And look, I have nothing against, well, I do actually, but DeSantis, yes, we're seeing good things from him as the governor of Florida. But here's the issue. DeSantis, to my knowledge, has not come out and made any definitive statements on the 2020 election, that it was stolen from our guy, Donald Trump. And one of the reasons I have to assume is because Ron DeSantis has political aspirations to run for the presidency. And I don't hold that against anybody. But as I said, if any Republican is worth their weight as a true conservative, they have got to fall on the right side of this argument, whether or not they have presidential aspirations, and admit that this thing was stolen. That's the measure of the man as a conservative, as a leader. And the fact that he won't do it makes you think that he is concerned with his political career. And even while some of the conservative media is fawning over Ron DeSantis, I'm not, because he won't come down on this election issue on the right side. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. The election is still the major crisis of our time.